Greetings, this is Joe Barry of Barry Investment Advisors with a few thoughts to conclude 2020. Now, I know this year was a year where we experienced and witnessed things for the first time. I want to talk a little bit about some of the financial and economic things that I witnessed for the first time. I started my career in 1974 when the Dow Jones was 600. And obviously, over those 46 years, I've seen quite a lot of extremes in interest rates and stock markets and economies, et cetera. But 2020, I did see some things for the first time. And I'd like to begin with this whole concept of negative interest rates. Now, negative interest rates have been with us for a few years, mostly associated with high-quality sovereign debt, Japan, euro, et cetera. But this year, the interest rates went negative for Portugal, for Greece, and even China. This is something we're seeing for the first time. You can loan money to China and have to pay them for the privilege of loaning the money. Also in 2020, a Danish bank offered a new mortgage product. The more you owe on your home, the more the bank will pay you. Yes, every month they pay you for your mortgage. And finally, I'd like to talk a little bit about an investment that, frankly, I made a lot of fun of when it came out a few years ago, and that's the Austrian 100-year bond that locked in the magnificent interest rate of 1.5%. You know, I like to look at the markets and the economy the way a business school student might look at things 50 years from now and shake their heads as to our behavior. But anyway, getting back to the Austrian bond, I thought it was you'd have to be a fool to lock in 1.5% for 100 years. Well, it turns out your speaker was the fool because in 2020, you could have sold that bond for double what you paid for it. Somebody was willing to pay twice the face value, which would have given them the wonderful return of less than 1% for the remaining 97 or 98 years. This was all a first in the interest rate environment for 2020. Now, the stock market. We have many bubbles in the stock market, but obviously over my career, I've seen many bubbles inflate and also burst. In fact, when I started, there was a mania in CB radio stocks. There was this, anything associated with CB radios, all those stocks were going through the roof. Celebrities were, had handles and watch out for Smokey up ahead, 10-4. Needless to say, not everybody in the world ended up getting a CB radio, and that all came crashing down. Then Atlantic City was given the licenses for gambling, and I saw stocks that were anyway related to the gambling business were going through the roof, and that got way overblown. Then in 1980, gold stocks were the mania and went higher and higher and higher. I remember Tom Brokaw every night in the 6 o'clock news, gold's up $50, gold's up $70. That, of course, ended the way all bubbles end. In 2000, we went through the granddaddy of all with the dot-com mania, and now the bubbles are numerous. But probably the most inflated seems to be anything to do with electric vehicle stocks. When markets go up and up, greed takes over. It's human nature. People are less tolerant of high single-digit returns, not interested in dividends. They want more and more risk and to make more and more money. And as time goes on, investments get more inflated, more speculative, and it continues to astound any rational observer. I mean, a stock could be overvalued at $100 and 6 months later be $1,000 a share. These always end the same way because human nature never changes. But nevertheless, when you're in them, an awful lot of intelligent people justify them. And in many cases, the most popular stocks don't even earn money. And in 2020, we have people investing in companies that don't even have sales yet. A couple of areas I think are notable. One, with commission-free trading, people at home with extra unemployment benefits coming in, and new stock market trading apps that you can do on your phone, like playing video games, have created a record level of individual participation, not only in the stock market, but even in the more aggressive option area. This has broken all records. And just to finish up on 2020 in the stock market, again, as greed and speculation and inflated markets go higher and higher, lesser quality investments gain popularity. And in 2020, one of these popular investments are vehicles that are created by promoters to attract money for the purposes of buying a good opportunity. In other words, you go in blind, trusting the operator of this structure to go find you something good, when you could certainly go to the stock tables and pick a well-managed, nice dividend-paying 100-year-old company followed by 40 analysts. No, that's not good enough. You have to trust that somebody is going to take your money and find something good in the future. There have been a couple of hundred of these issued, tens of billions of dollars, and very notable that we've reached this level of speculation. Oil prices went negative in 2020 during the panic in March. Now, they didn't get quite to the point where at the gas station, dollar bills came out of the gas pump, but there were a few days where investors, people in the trades who had to buy oil, actually got their oil and cash along with it. One of the, I think, new things in 2020 that's quite notable was government involvement in the economy and the markets. Now, we've grown accustomed to the Federal Reserve's control over interest rates and their objectives to affect the economy through interest rate policy. In 2020, the government's response to the shutdown was understandably a tremendous issue of cash to try to plug the hole that our frozen economy was creating. Trillions of dollars of deficit spending happened in 2020. Most notably in extra unemployment benefits, but also in the first-time payroll protection plan program, where businesses, whether they needed it or not, were granted money just to promise not to lay off staff or stop paying their rent. Your business could have actually been quite profitable in 2020. On top of that, you were granted extra cash. This is certainly a first that we've seen in 2020. I think there's part of this understanding of government's involvement in the economy and in the markets is leading to an illusion that Uncle Sam has our back and is not going to permit anything terrible to happen, not only in the economy, but also in our investment portfolios. I'm reminded of that great scene in The Godfather where Hyman Roth is celebrating his birthday on the roof of that hotel in Havana. And Hyman looks at his compatriots and says, "Gentlemen, we've had what we've always needed, a true partnership with the government." Well, folks, it looks like there's an expectation that we've had what we've always needed, the government backing our investment portfolios. 2021 will no doubt have some firsts for us also. But we're going into 2021 encouraged by what seems to be a change in the tenor of the stock market. Up until November 3rd, the market was clearly favoring the speculative areas. But after the election, there has been a very encouraging reversal of interest into those areas that were neglected. And I will say not only companies and industries in the United States that were not favored by the glamour of the stock market rally, but also across the world, where international markets compared to the United States are trading at relatively very attractive levels. as are all the industries in America that did not participate in the speculation that I just described. It's been a matter of time for this particular era to phase itself out and for interest to come back into the more traditional style of investing that we do with your portfolios. And I can tell you the early signs of going into next year are quite promising for very strong relative returns from the areas that I just mentioned. So let me conclude with a big thank you to all of you for your patience and your understanding going through quite a tumultuous year in the markets in 2020. We are here to do our best to interpret these factors to be the most meaningful for you and your family, and to help you continue to achieve the financial goals that we've put together with you. Thanks again. Our regulatory information is available at our website or by giving us a call. And we wish you the best for 2021.